Hello and welcome to the UK's Swingers Lifestyle Podcast. This is my lovely Charlotte.
And this is my lovely Paul.
We're here to enthrall and tantalise you in the UK swinging scene.
The positives and negatives of our beautiful community and help to correct many common misconceptions about the swinging lifestyle, from the purely social aspect of the scene to the damn right sexy and obscene.
And with 10 years on the scene, we feel we can take all you newbies under our wing and show you orally all the wonders of the scene, if you're brave enough.
Hi, this isn't exactly the best starts to a swinging episode on By Proper Swingers.
First things first, it's been so long.
It's been over 6 months.
Yeah, we're sorry. The world has been a bit mad. We've all been living through it a bit mad.
Yep.
We're sorry for all you guys out there.
But I did just want to mention that the pile of presents that Paul just perfectly presented over there.
You mean my pristine pile?
Yeah, your pristine pile, Paul, because, you know, you're so anal expulsive and you can't even stand a little pile for recording the episode.
No, you're anally expulsive.
Oh, am I anal explosive or expulsive?
To be fair, you're anal explosive, but that's just because I love your anal.
So the last 6 months has been a bit of a rollercoaster of a ride, and we thought we'd do one now because this Omicron... Yeah, the Omicron Percy 8, it seems, is...
Yes, when the asteroid hits, we're all dead.
It's taking over the economy again, and even though apparently, at this moment in time, it's quite a mild variant. But we've done loads, haven't we?
Yes, we've actually been far too busy enjoying the lifestyle to be talking about the lifestyle. So, yes. Sorry, we really haven't been given you the attention you deserve.
Yeah, we really should have done one a lot sooner this. I mean, Paul, 6 months is quite bad.
6 months, 3 swingers festivals, yep. God knows how many parties, and I'm sorry, guys, our habit isn't you, it's having fun.
It's having lots of fun. Now, the last time you guys heard our sexy voices, we were getting ready to host the bye night at Eureka's, but due to unforeseen circumstances, we no longer attend that club. And we no longer host by night.
So, you know, if you're going there to find us,
we're not going to be there, so apologies.
We'll still be around the other clubs. Yeah. It's just that one, you know.
And with DV8 opening up to the public again last weekend, it'll be interesting to go and have a nose round there, because apparently
see what their refurb's like?
Yes, they've had a whole new refurb, and apparently it's quite lush now, so we can't wait to go and see that and soak in the sights,
We've been to Pleasures quite a lot recently.
Yeah, we've been to Pleasures a few times. Went to VA, the bye night, which after the festivals, Paul.
Was epic. So, to be fair, the first bye night back after lockdown wasn't particularly bye, but the following after that was very bye, so I was happy. I was a happy, happy boy.
Very, very bye. So although the plan originally was to only really go to 2 sweet swinging festivals during the summer, we managed to do 3.
H&N, it's your fault. You got us to go to 3, and then you didn't go. We feel entirely rebuffed and repulsed, but we still love you, so it's okay.
Yeah, we still love you. You convinced us to go to Treasure
Pond.
You went
to Creamfields, you
did. And you just disappeared to Creamfields. Like, what's that about? Like, savage. We really, really loved all the festivals. My anxiety was up and down at times, but I don't know how, for the love of me, I managed to get up on that stage, Paul, and do that.
Yes, your burlesque performance was divine.
It was excruciatingly nerve-wracking.
Yes, but you were leggy and gorgeous and bouncing around on stage, and we all applauded.
No, but I never, ever wanted to actually do the show
bit. Yes,
but you did. No, I wanted to do the tutorial.
You pulled your strength inside and you did it. I was so proud.
Yeah, I did it after I went back to the tent and cried into the pillow for about 10 minutes like a little girl.
I still think that was a cunning ploy so that H and D would come and cuddle you and talk you into it and stroke your hair and say what a wonderful lady you are and you need to do it.
To be honest, I do love people stroking my hair. It sends me to sleep like that or it gets me aroused. It works either way, doesn't it, really?
Depends
on the hair and who's doing it and how tall I am. You know, how much coffee I've drunk. But moving on. So, the first festival we did, Paul.
If this is the first time you've listened to our podcast, why haven't you listened to the rest?
No, you have. I think everyone who is listening to this episode has...
You never know. We might get manically popular and pop on. This might pop up with the first one people's recommendations. You never know.
I tell you what, if this is the first episode of By Proper Swingers UK Swinging Lifestyle Podcast, I suggest you go back and...
Have a re-listen.
Yeah, have
if
a re-listen.
If you like us. If you don't, well, just turn off. It's fine. Yeah. Doesn't hurt us.
And we apologise to all the people out there that have been messaging
pestering,
us.
Nagging, and generally saying, where's the next one? You lazy gits. Why have you not recorded when
like,
we miss you?
6 months is
However,
too long.
If you have been keeping up with us on TikTok or Instagram or any other platforms we stick it on, thank you. And we love you.
We love you all. It's been nice to actually have been recognised the other day, Paul, wasn't it? Outside the chemist.
Oh, yeah, that was nice.
Yeah. So
and at festivals. Yeah. And a few other places.
Well, yeah, it was nice being in the hot tub with about 3 other couples, you know, having a bit of saucy time, enjoying the moment, you know, stroking places, enjoying the sun. And a lady come up to me, didn't she? What'd she
say?
Oh,
I read your blog. You need to keep doing it. I love your blog. It's so saucy. And by the way, yeah, you can find that on the website.
And I stupidly assume it is always just men. No offence, men. We love you. Always assume it's only men that read my blog because it's erotica, you know, as wanking material. But
yes,
there was quite a few women come
so
up to me.
Ladies are so subliminal. They like it in their heads, not anywhere. Yeah, well, they like it everywhere, but, you know, it has to be in their heads.
They're very hedonistic.
Yes.
Very beautifully hedonistic women. So I had actually, you know, during the VA festival, which was August, I had a couple of ladies come up to me and say, oh, I love your blog, love your blog. And I was like, wow, that's so nice. Sorry, it's got a bit political recently. They're like, no, it's cool, it's cool. So that
Should
was
we be
nice
mentioning
surprise.
The blog? After all, there was a gentleman we met who we did promise we were going to write a blog post about and never did. And we really must get around to doing that. So if you're listening, we apologise. We will do it, we promise.
Yeah, because you were supposed to come round last week and top the head out of Paul, wasn't he? He did so well last time with
us. Don't make a girl blush.
You absolutely loved it. He had stamina. He was beautifully sculptured. He was
wonderfully
just lush.
Proportioned.
Lovely proportioned. And he was just genuinely really, really nice. And at the minute, finding nice by versatile / top guys is proving somewhat difficult to find, Paul, isn't it, really?
Well, we have a few volunteers, but, you know,
yeah,
I'm greedy. I like more.
Yeah, we have loads of people coming forward, as it were, and saying, you know, can I come around and have some fun? But we kind of have a particular kind of guy,
well,
so that's where we can
be. I like
be...
my tastes. I'm not entirely picky, you know. Always come up and say hi, but, you know, I know. There has to be a sparkle that makes me want to go, oh, hello.
Yeah, and what Paul means to say is he isn't just a massive slut that will shag every man.
Harlot!
Excuse me. I'm
yes,
not,
you are. You're
I'm
a harlot.
I'm not a harlot. No.
Everyone knows you as harlot. What do you expect?
Only when
Charlotte
the occasion...
Charlotte the harlot, come on.
Only when the occasion arises. So, back to the festivals.
Right.
What was the first festival?
First festival would have been Swing-a-thon, which was amazing.
Because it was the first time...
Since the first lockdown that we actually all really got round to get together and have some fun.
Yeah, all of the other previous festivals had all been cancelled because of COVID again. And I think there was a lot of us that were absolutely gagging to get back out and have a social, you know, and a nice naked barbecue out in the sun and a mingle, a laugh, a bit of banter and a bit of sex. We started our first Mexican wave orgy, Paul, didn't we?
I think it was an orgasm wave. It was beautiful. It was wonderful.
It was amazing.
Would you care to describe the scene, darling? Let me set the scene and you can fill the details.
Okay, I'll do my best.
It was a warm summer's day. So warm that the blondes and the gingers in the field were all turning bright pink.
Yeah,
and
it was
pretty warm.
My
lovely Charlotte was wandering around with factor 50 going, oh, can I do your shoulders? Just so she could fondle up the ladies.
To be honest, I was being pretty mumsy at the beginning of that festival. So it was a 3-day festival.
We were both being mumsy. Everyone was coming to us because, like, I had my sewing kit and my
toolbox.
Yeah,
we were cool.
And everyone was like, oh, I've got a dress like problem.
Yeah,
and
we had it all.
You know, everyone was coming to us for shit. It's fine.
I can't believe how we managed to always help people. And what was really quite sad is even though it was quite hot, there was a lot of women that were using, like, 15,
Some
10
were
factors.
Using oil.
Yeah, they were using oil. Like, I mean, I don't mean to be a right granny, but we all know what happens when you put oil on your skin.
Particularly if you're blonde. Oh, my God.
And I felt a little bit bad because I remember walking back after we just had our first shower there. Do you remember?
Yes.
At
Swing-a-thon. It was a lovely... travelling shower, beautiful as a bride, wonderful.
It was lush.
Lush. We ended up sharing showers because it saved us money because
we're
tight.
We're tight.
But it was an on-off job. You know, it was thermostatically controlled and thermostatically controlled, quite warm.
It was thermostatically set to a very warm temperature. And I've, let's just say, for you lovely ladies there who are at Swingathon.
Who was slightly well grilled. Our hearts went out to you because you would just be poached in the shower.
Yeah, that must have been so painful. We all know what it's like with sunburn, getting into a hot shower. Oh, it is, the pain is, yeah, you want a cold shower, you want ice packs everywhere, don't you? You want a fan between your legs, down your back. But no, I did feel really sorry for him. But
yeah, so anyway, the field was lovely. We'd set up our usual corral of all the bi swingers in the field and sort of generally gravitated towards the same spot.
Yes, well, we do tend to, there's eight of us, isn't there, that we tend to meet up.
Yes.
And we all kind of try to camp in the same places. And I
really?
Think,
you're going to use that joke?
Wait, no.
Well, you're going to say all the camp lot camp together?
Actually, I wasn't going with that, Paul, but that'd be absolute, that's actually really good. So yeah, all the camp lot camp in the same spot. Oh, I'm rhyming, look at that. I'm rhyming. We managed to somehow get a spot right next to Zoe and Mark, didn't we?
Yes.
Because it was so rammed when we got there, wasn't it, if you remember?
And they were next to NNH.
NNH.
And R&D were over with us a lot. And yep. Generally, there were lots of people with us. It was nice. But generally, the sun was beating down and D in his sexy form was lying sunbathing and sort of semi-aroused the situation. And I had to take the opportunity, so I was down on my knees. Yeah. And then somebody snuck up behind me and she'd put her strap on. And let's just say I yelped when the balls hit deep. And
yes,
we could see little sort of faces popping out of tents and generally looking over and admiring the scene as I was getting rampaged.
He was getting used like an absolute pinball machine.
How dare you, madam?
Literally. I think there was obviously a little bit of interactions before that moment, but that's the moment that Paul remembers.
Our ego said we started it. Yeah. We may not have started it, but you know, our ego said
we
started it.
Well, I don't know.
There was definitely a threesome going on afterwards.
Yep.
If not two tents, if not three.
See, I actually had a better view than Paul because Paul was
kind of.
Well,
I had my face down. What could you expect?
Paul's face was down and getting gagged out. Yep. By R's cock. So, and whilst I was, you know, ploughing away as you do, which I was getting right in there on his juice. But I was looking around with a nice bird's view of the surrounding areas.
You had a bird's eye view.
I had a bird's eye view, damn right I did. And I'll tell you what, there was quite a few groups, you know, starting to develop. I know that there was a couple of couples that were disappearing in the tents but left their doors open. I know that there was a new girl to the scene who had kind of joined our group temporarily. She was very aroused by it. I think she went over and joined a couple. There was, yeah, I definitely think that we could call it a Mexican wave orgy without lying.
Yeah, I know. Possibly we were over-egging it a bit, but you know, it was a nice summer's day.
I don't think we're over-egging it, to be honest. I can't believe I didn't get burnt.
I still think the highlight of that festival was, I don't know. There were so many.
The
male stripper was just so entertaining.
Oh, don't. The male stripper was just a whole, at least a whole episode on itself, Paul. Yeah. So, although the festival was without a doubt one of the best ones I've been to, there was occasionally the hiccups.
Yeah, well,
as in with the lights and that.
And also they had the police turn up and occupational health turn up.
Yeah, they
but
did.
But it's COVID. What do you expect?
I tell you what.
Swingers festival of 700 people. You're bound to attract attention.
Yeah, and the couple that are on Fab that actually ran that festival, we were hoping to have done a podcast episode with them, interviewing them.
Still might happen. And guys, for the next one, really, just Zoom call us, whatever.
Yeah,
we'll do
really
it.
We really want to do
there.
A great podcast episode with them because yeah, they had so much stacked up against them with just coming out of the third lockdown, I think, and then having to deal with this massive, massive list of things that could go wrong and stuff that they had to adhere by to.
But it was all safe. It was all as socially distanced as one of our festivals can be.
Yeah, they were amazing. They were absolutely amazing. So yeah, we're hoping in the next year that we're going to be able to do a podcast episode before they do the next one, because the tickets are pretty much sold out for the next one.
Oh, we must get around to getting ours.
Yeah. It's okay. I think we've got some allocated for us anyway, so don't be too.
I'm not going to cry.
Don't be too worried. But it was a good festival.
It was amazing. It was a good festival, and Yeah, we saw lots of old friends. And to be fair, we saw the same old friends again about a month later because the VA Festival was on again.
Yeah, the VA Festival was amazing. But let's not get lost explaining about the VA Festival. We're only like 40 minutes in and we've got so much to talk about the other festival. So, the strippers, Paul. Yes. Help me out here.
It was a unique suggestion in the first place, really, because, you know, it's a swingers festival. We're all naked or wearing lingerie or costumes.
Lingerie.
Or whatever we felt
like. Lingerie?
Yeah, I know.
Is that a new linguistic
version of... I like to linger on lingerie, you know. Lingerie is where you can get a taste sensation from lingerie.
I quite like it, lingerie. You know what, that needs to be put in the dictionary as an alternative way of saying lingerie.
I like to linger on lingerie.
Yeah, linger. Yeah. Linger on the lingerie. But let's move on.
Yeah, so it was a unique suggestion to have a male stripper at a swingers festival. And to be fair, the bloke did well.
Yeah, I mean, I
granted,
was there.
Granted, he got eaten, but he did well.
Well, he didn't quite get eaten alive. I think from his perspective, he definitely got eaten.
The poor bloke was obviously used to kind of like
vanilla
hen-dos.
Places. Yeah, you know, so like
generally
hen-dos.
Where, you know, the girls like to act up and be a bit, ooh, but
a little bit shocked by his presence.
But
obviously
not
in our
really
scene.
As filthy as us.
Yes, in our scene, which could be quite obscene, we're not at all shy or shocked by the sight of a beautiful naked man dancing. I personally only went to the event because I thought there was going to be a female one there. Because the female stripper was going, and I don't think I've ever actually witnessed a full female stripper, sadly. I know, you would never believe it, would you? A swing of 12 years, 13 years, I've never actually seen a woman strip off professionally in front of me. Like, you know.
Well, you've seen women strip off in front of you, but not professionally.
That's what I mean, you know. Yes. Actually, professionally, I've seen a lot of women get naked in front of me. And a lot of women get naked sexually in front of me. I've seen a lot of women get naked in a very seductive and sexy way in front of me. Absolutely, Paul, you know. I'm not... But I mean, like, professionally.
You want to see the T's and P's, but unfortunately she got lost and never made it.
She got lost. I think she wimped it, to be honest with you. It's not every day, is it, that you get a call from, you know, your boss or you get a call from somebody that you do that style of dancing with. They say, look, we've got a very, a different event to go to. It's a swingers one and you're only used to weddings. That time, not
strippers at weddings.
Sorry,
can I have a stripper at our wedding, please?
I'd
like to have a stripper at our wedding just to see your mother's eyes.
I didn't mean to say wedding. I meant to say hen do or help me out. It's got to be something another. You can have a
bloke's parties. You know the kind of thing. But yeah, she wimped it. But to be fair, the bloke did his proud. Did his tease and please. admittedly, the girl he picked out of the audience was a little bit of a man-eater, so I think he got off a little bit more than he could chew.
To be honest, out of the 10-15 women in the area around him that are all kind of like, you know, displaying signs of excitement or wanting to be secretly be picked out, I think all of them would have eaten
Yeah, granted, alive. I'm not saying she was the only man-eater there, particularly as you were stood at one side, again, wearing that large big black strap on.
Yeah.
And Sarah was on the other side wearing an equally large strap on in full cowboy outfit.
Yeah.
You know, I think the guy was a little intimidated.
I think he come out and I think he was quite, you know, really shocked.
In that situation, I'd come out as well.
He'd come out. I'm gay. So we were sitting there to the right and this beautiful, I can't remember
oiled
her
stallion
name.
The
girl who he chose.
Fair enough. The one that likes to wear that chainmail thing.
Yeah, the chainmail thing. Because we actually saw her a few weeks later. Oh, a few weeks before at the VA.
Yes. Yeah.
At the barbecue, wasn't it? Was it Bank Holiday Barbecue Day? And then we saw her again at another festival 4 weeks later. So she got chosen, and let's just say
she's the one that's got the sexy bloke with the long hair.
Yes, he has. He's got a very much gladiator look going on about him, hasn't
he? Yeah, I could imagine that.
Yeah, he's quite sexy, quite ripped. They're both very, very sexy. And if you're listening to this, we find you very attractive. But I think you are very aware of that. So she was very attentive to his pants, and I think he had the bog standard stripper. Two sets of pants on. So you're teasing the audience, aren't you, Paul?
Yeah.
Kind of like you just put it down over your hip and you think, yeah, we see the good stuff. But in reality, no, there's another pair of pants. So it's just like another teasy. But she went full Full ball, yeah, she went full ball at him and tried to get both pants down, to which he sadly started to panic. And he was looking around at all of us, and like thinking, help, help.
She's ruining my routine.
She's ruining the routine. I don't know what I'm going to do. We shouldn't laugh, poor sod.
It was funny, though.
What was really kind of really entertaining at the end was, just as he'd finished and we'd all clapped, you know, and he got kind of he dived
into his car.
He put his lights on, and for a minute we had a decent bit of light. And then as he turned them off and reversed,
the poor drag act. She was doing her best in a wet field.
Oh no!
But you know, we weren't allowed to have the floodlights on after one night because the locals are complaining.
Yeah,
so you know,
it's bad.
Doing a drag act by fairy lights.
She was amazing.
Really, she was absolutely epic.
So the drag queen was absolutely amazing, wasn't she, Paul?
Yeah, she did a really good job.
And for the occasion, Paul did a bit of dressing up himself, didn't you, Paul?
Look, just because it was a fancy dress night, I felt the urge to do a little bit of cross-dressing. There's nothing wrong with that.
You were absolutely amazing.
Look, just because I pulled twice.
You pulled twice? There was a lady come up to us. Sorry.
Yeah, I felt your ego take the plate glass.
We just arrived, and Paul is turning heads left, right, and centre. Right, it's a good 150 people. Right, half of them are staring at Paul. I kid you not. And we're walking down towards the stage to have a look at the drag, getting ready to see the drag queen herself. And a lady comes up to me, and she turns and goes, "Is she with you?" I'm like, "Yes, yes, I'm engaged to her." Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I felt the gong hit your ego up. What?
I'm like,
am
that
I not
is
good enough to be with her?
That is ridiculous. I'm like, excuse me, engagement ring. Like, you know, this is a swingers event. We're swingers. We can shag everyone we want to, but to insinuate that you would prefer me not to be with Bolt. So, you know, you could. Savage.
Yeah, let's face it. Your ego is a delicate, wonderful, beautiful thing.
Yes, it's a delicate plane of glass, what you mean to say.
That's the one I'm saying.
I'm working on it, all right? I have a lot of internalised struggles that nobody knows about, but...
You all know about them. You make them very clear.
I make it really clear. I wear them on my sleeve. Was that heart on your sleeve?
No, everything goes on your sleeve. You have to wipe your sleeve clean occasionally.
Oh, you're just filth, Paul.
Thank you.
This is not the type of podcast. I know, actually, to be fair, maybe it is. Paul, you did look amazing.
I did my best.
You did absolutely look amazing. Drag queen with...
I just can't get shoes to fit me.
I know.
Is there anybody out there that can find me a really good location to find size 14 heels? Please, please, please message me.
I was a bit deluded, was I, Paul? About 4 months ago, I thought I'd found an absolute bargain of these beautiful PVC heeled boots, thigh-high boots. And
yes,
I thought,
and she got them in a size 12.
I thought maybe, actually, no, you did, but you painfully walked 2 steps in them and took them off, so which I sent them back and got the money back. Because I thought, you know what, is there a chance you could squeeze into a size 14? But I think if they were open-toed, you'd get a 13.
Fit into a size 12.
If they were open-toed, you'd probably get into a 13, but your toes would be gangling off the end.
Be whimpering and crying at the time.
You love a bit of pain, Paul. You whimpering in pleasure at the pain. Yes,
what
you would. You would be.
Yeah. Okay, so anything more to talk about... Swing-a-thon when we were there.
To be honest, there was loads going on at Swing-a-thon,
yes,
but
really wonderful.
We wasn't actually really experiencing half of it because a lot of the games and activities that they were all doing, I kept avoiding because of my anxieties. So I don't think we really experienced all of it, all of what it had to offer, Paul.
Yes, we did better.
Which I apologise, that's my fault.
Yes, we did better at the next ones. And to be fair, the month later, we were at VA Festival of Fun, and I think we engaged more of that.
I think we did, yes. I think...
And to be fair, at least there was a good reason for you to be going, because they had a Lady Gaga tribute, and you were all over that.
I was. I think Alice's act. Hello, Alice. I hope you're listening and hearing this, but Alice's act definitely...
Yeah, Alice is a friend of ours off TikTok.
Yes, and she's absolutely amazing. She's up to 400,000 followers now.
Yes, you probably
so it's
know
half
Alice.
A million.
It's the one whose face is always made up and she looks beautiful.
Yeah, Alice Bazaar.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that was your name when I looked at you this morning. I'm sure it was still Alice Bazaar. It'd be bizarre if you changed it. Oh, blah. Okay, that was a dad joke. Right, moving on. But that was amazing. I don't know why I assumed I would not find it attractive or a turn on, you know, but...
What, the full goth vampire in the...
Yeah.
Gore-soaked female form.
Yeah. Alice managed to make this only be described as guts and really filthy, bloody mess and eat it. Look, sexy.
Yeah.
She had made it in the kitchen previously out of really awesome bits she was telling me, but I still found it really arousing. Alice, it was absolutely amazing, and I think we were all in awe of it, Paul, wasn't we? We were absolutely
She was very
in awe.
Hot property that night.
Yes, definitely. Like, it was a very good festival, VA.
And also, the phone party was all right.
Yeah, the phone party was interesting. I'm not really a fan of phone parties.
Well, you engaged in the other one quite well. Granted, your eyes turned bright red, but you engaged.
Yeah, they go really red. Just the pH level in my eyes are more sensitive than my pussy when it comes to foam. That's all I'm saying, okay? Like, they were really red, like I had spliff. And but swollen. I'm talking about my eyes here, all right? Yeah. I know.
I know you're getting ideas, but we know what we're talking about.
Yeah, so VA, again, like...
Swingathon?
Like Swingathon, thank you. Like Swingathon, it had so many...
Kim, you did a great job.
You did absolutely amazing. They, you know, I think that the people that host these events, the people that sort out these events...
You have no idea the amount of aggro they have to go
through. Yeah, they ultimately have so much responsibility and they have so much legal and administrative responsibilities, and they just do, and honestly, you did absolutely epically.
Yeah, and to be fair, Kim does it full time because she manages VA anyway, and yeah, she does a really good job.
Really, really good job. Like, I honestly don't know how you do it, girl. Like, that level of calmness that you have, and thanks to Paul hosting the bye nights now, I think you guys are a fantastic team, and it's always so lovely to see you. You always go out your way.
Beautiful couple together.
Yeah, and you always go out your way to always help us wherever you can, and it's really sweet, and we absolutely love you so much.
To itty bitty pieces.
Itty bitty pieces, yes. So VA was absolutely off the charts.
We ought to mention Daz. He did a really, really good bondage workshop.
Yeah.
There were so many people over there, and we wanted to join in, but we got dragged away into so many things, and we're sorry. But
we got dragged
really
away.
Fucking epic job, mate.
We got dragged away to orgies.
I saw so many trussed up birds. It was beautiful.
Yeah, so we kind of got asked to do the BDSM workshop, but we knew straight away that was out of our...
I'm not that good. He's better than me. Yeah, I know this.
That was well out of our comfort zones. We are into BDSM. We love a bit of riggery, like rope work. Although, Paul, you're massively out of practice, aren't you?
It's one of the reasons I didn't want to do it.
Oh, I am not good at being tied up. I'm very impatient.
You're
and squirmy. I have to keep, yeah, like 5-10 minutes in. I need to get out and wee or, you know, do something, you know, movements, to be fair. I'm not that patient. I don't, to be fair, how many women
generally
have you come across?
Here's a principle. Don't try and tie up a girl that's got ADHD. It just doesn't work. It's just like trying to tie down fire. It doesn't work.
Yeah. Let me tie down fire.
I'd
set the ropes on fire.
Yes.
If I was fire,
Paul.
You're
a blaze.
I'm a blaze. Oh, don't be so sorry. So, yes, we really, really want to say check Daz out. They're on Fab, aren't they? I forget their names.
Right,
yeah.
But again, if you look on our profile, you'll find their profile through it on the various.
Yeah, we're all kind of interconnected, as it were, on the scene. So if you guys out there, if you ever want to find us on Fab and go down our verification list, you will see that a lot of the connections that we talk about are all on there. So if you want to have a perv and have a nose at our circle, although to be fair, because of COVID, our verification number went down. Look, the ticks didn't go down.
Ticks go down now.
The actual numbers don't go down, just the actual...
People who've left the scene, therefore,
yeah,
the varies disappear.
And as we mentioned, I think on the second episode of the UK Swinging Lifestyle podcast, when they go, so when they leave the website, when they leave Fab and their profile disappears, so does what they wrote, their little pocket of memoirs, as it were.
As I like to say it, it's basically the TripAdvisor of swinging. You know,
it is TripAdvisor, it is, yes. Yeah. It is. Or Just Eat. No, Just Eat, you have to order stuff. What's the one where you have to do reviews?
Well, TripAdvisor.
Yes. I thought
it was
a
wonderful
food
location,
one.
The lovely buffet, warm and welcoming, you know.
Lovely buffet, it's a variety of like, everything you can eat. It's all you can eat, yum, yum, yum. I forgot where we were, Paul.
I don't know, we lost track.
We lost track.
We kind of were talking about VA. about the Festival of Fun.
Yeah.
Was there anything else Festival of Fun-ish we want to talk about?
There are loads we really should be
mentioning. We're sorry
we
got there early, Kim. We shouldn't have spread the word. We might have filled the field a bit more than we should have.
No, yeah, that was my fault, though.
Yeah, but
we were all chatting on the kit groups and on the forums, you know, kind of to have a pre-party, you know, just an introduction. So, you know, who you're going to meet, if there's anyone you have, you know, some interest in. That's the thing, if you newbies that are listening to this podcast episode, you got to realise is that although we are one massive community, we still do need to do loads of networking. So
it's a gigantic social network.
Yeah, and the numbers of the scene are growing ever since, I think, social media has become more popular the last 2 decades. And I think the whole social construct of sex and sexuality, I think we are coming forward in regards to acceptance and people being more open-minded. So I think
generally,
people are starting to find out more about the scene.
People outside the lifestyle might think we're just going to drop our drawers and go at it like rabbits. Mm. We're still like people.
We are normal people.
We still want to talk. We still want to develop some kind of connection before we get down and bump uglies. But you know what it
bump
is?
Bump uglies. Yes, bump could uglies. Be like the most uncommon way of saying well, shagging you. Somebody ever, Paul.
Having a wonderful moving
moment.
Epoch-making experience.
Epoch-making experience. Okay.
But
love
generally,
it.
You know, you still have to make some kind of connection before you're going to actually do it. Just because the time frame is shortened from, you know, 5 dates to 5 minutes doesn't mean there isn't have to be some connection.
Yeah, and there's got to be some, you know, there's got to be a lot of networking sometimes. So we have forums on Fabs and we have kit groups and there are loads of different ways that you can meet like-minded couples and individuals on the scene without actually meeting a merc club. Although, to be honest, since COVID Egan, the websites have gone down the hill a little bit. A lot of people are turning to the clubs, Paul, aren't they?
True. But equally, if you're going to the clubs, be prepared to have to do a flow test or show your passport.
Yeah, exactly. Your vaccine passport.
Because, you know, we all have to be sensible. We all have to abide by the rules.
Yeah, we have to be
it's
safe.
It's annoying, but it's what it is.
It is what it is.
And yes, for all those people out there that think, no, we don't go without condoms. We're very safe. We're very sensible.
Well, we are a couple on the scene that are sensible. There are many people out there who are not as...
Play slightly more fast and loose with it?
Yes, they're not as safe.
I wouldn't say they were the norm.
Okay, equally, not the norm. Not the majority, anyway, I agree.
We have definitely been approached recently on a very strange level of lots of people coming to us and saying...
Oh, strange. So strange.
We've been double vaccinated, so we can go bareback.
Bareback, what?
What?
How is that... Like, the intersection... Oh, I just don't understand how the intersectionality of having the COVID vaccine...
Well, the intellectual
and then,
argument.
Yeah, that logic, that reasoning, we don't understand it. How you can approach a couple on Fab and say, by the way, we double jabbed, do you want to play bareback? How... Like, it doesn't protect you against syphilis or gonorrhea, it's for COVID, it's for the COVID virus. So, there is a strange... I think there is a kind of a strange...
You can understand it. People have been locked down for... now years,
yeah,
horny and want a bit of somebody else other than their missus, and they want to go hell with all the rules, hell with all the restrictions, and just be free. But come on, play a bit of common sense.
Yeah, it's a bit of common sense. So yeah, if we think about this logically, this come in March, so in about 3 months, it would have been 2 whole years since the country was put in lockdown. So I see what you mean. A lot of people have been isolated, and isolation doesn't really do anything good for your brain whatsoever. So yeah, there's probably a lot of environmental factors contributing to why people have got at times a little bit of a strange mindset.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, some people, not all people or the majority of people on the scene would like to play unsafe. Yeah. I think, you know, that is the minority, thankfully. We are just a couple on the scene that likes to be quite strict with that, don't we? It's not worth the risk.
We enjoy it, and we want to keep maintaining enjoying
it.
And that's really quite hard if you've got something itchy and scratchy.
If you've got something really horrible, it's not good at all. So now, off the subject of STIs, because that's never really nice to discuss too much.
It's not a horny subject.
It's not a horny subject at all. And we would like, you know, we would really hope and think positively about it that enough people on the scene are safe and protected the majority of the time, because there is such a misconception from those in the vanilla world that we're all dirty, cum-loving sluts that shag everything bareback and have loads of herpes and syphilis and gonorrhea. And it's just a massive, massive misconception because we've known a lot of people on the scene together and in our past that have been very strict and have never had anything. So it is a misconception. The majority of us are very clean and we take our health very, very seriously.
Well, we were getting off the subject of STDs, but you seem to be lingering around. Well, Let's leave it alone.
The thing is, it's one thing that I come across on our social media platforms a lot is people saying, oh, well, you know, you won't be laughing about it if you get something. Well, if you're always safe, you're never going to get anything. So that's just what I wanted to empathise. It is a massive misconception. So back to the wonderful VA. What was it called?
Festival of Fun.
It was Festival of
the
Fun.
It's always Festival of Fun. It's Festival of Fun of the year at the end of it. So Festival of Fun 21.
Oh, 21, yeah. Of course it was. Of course it was.
We've been to the last three. You know, we should remember this stuff.
I know. It's strange, though. We couldn't understand why we've not been together for 3 years, but we've been to three.
It's just the way it overlaps. It
doesn't make sense, Paul. Make it make sense. So, yeah. I can't believe it's been 6 months since we did a podcast episode.
I know, it's awful.
But university work's not exactly helping, is it?
Yeah. For those of you out there, it was the couple who she was dyeing his hair bright pink. That was us. So
yes,
if you didn't see
us
in the field already, you know, that might cure your memories. Remember that it was me with the pink hair.
To be honest, although it came out really nice to pink hair, all the time we were sitting there right outside the shower cubicle at the VA, which is right next to where the foam party was and their beautiful new outside hot tub, I don't really remember seeing many people.
I remember a few people wandering past and going, "Ooh, I've never seen that before."
Yeah, yeah, it did take. It was
Try
only temporary.
Try having a big Jesse for your boyfriend. What do you expect?
You're not a big Jesse. You're fabulous and wonderful and glittery and sexy.
And yours.
You're perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Okay. Though to be fair, I did dress up a little bit much that night. You were all sexy in a black PVC catsuit.
Oh, look, I felt fat and pregnant and in a bin bag.
You look beautiful.
In a bin bag.
And there was me in my full Greatest Showman.
Greatest Showman with a hat. You look
yes.
awesome.
Pimp stick, hat, the full nine yards. And then Paul came over and said, "Oh my God, you've outdone me again. How would you always do it?" I love him.
Outdone him. You did look so seductive, though. Especially with the glittery towel. Like the towel jacket. That looked absolutely divine.
Yeah, my towels were good.
Lady Gaga tribute was insane.
Yeah.
Like, it was nice to see Laura and Jason there.
Yes, you were bouncing around, fully rocking out on that dance floor. And then you two had the temerity to go into a full snog in the middle of the dance floor.
It was nice. Lost in a moment.
I could actually see people rubbing their thighs together watching you.
There were, to be honest, because I was genuinely lost in the moment and enjoying the kiss and the sexy dance, you know, having a nice seductive moment. It was really nice. Me and Laura were both really losing ourselves in the music. It was just really extraordinarily lovely, but we weren't really seeing how many people were looking. But I think
I was.
There must have been quite a few people noticing. It was just superb the whole night, Paul. It was a good night. You know, Lady Gaga tribute was fantastic.
Yeah, Alice was great. Generally, the whole weekend was epic.
It was amazing. The hot tub outside was lush. The weather wasn't too bad. I do believe when we had a couple of outside activities on the last day before the day we pack up. There was a bit of a rain. There was a bit of a storm. But overall, those two festivals and Treasure Fond, the weather was all right.
It has to rain a little bit in our world, but for it to be to us to appreciate the wonders.
Yes. So you need to enjoy it. You've got to learn how to dance in the storm.
Yes.
To enjoy the sunshine.
How poetically beautiful.
That's actually a meme, I think, and on about 300,000 people's walls at a minute, in frames. It's a dancing. I'm sure it is. No, it's definitely a meme. I'm not a child.
So we were just going to do two festivals this year.
Yeah.
And then H&M got convinced us to go into Treasurethon because it was all going to be the Swing-a-thon lot again.
Yeah,
so
we went reuniting.
So we went all the way up to Doncaster for another weekend festival. But this was more kind of intimate. This was more like, 60 people?
Yeah, so I think there was supposed to be more people going, but I think the numbers drastically fell. I think a lot of people paid but didn't turn up. So it was very intimate, and I do apologise, Paul. I randomly, the day before, said, right, we're going.
Yes,
didn't
you gave me all of I wouldn't even say 24 hours.
It was like, oh crap, get all the camping stuff out of the bed, get it all organised, packed, and then we went up. It was a very spur of the moment, but sometimes the best experiences are, Paul. Yep. They are.
And again, Zoe and Mark, pitch up next to, happy as Larry, sharing all our gears like normal.
It was funny when I first got out there. What did I say when I first got out of the car?
You said, are we all the way in Scotland?
Are we near Scotland? It was,
you soft southerner. You're not used to it cold, are you?
It just drastically dropped the temperature. I kid you not. We get out of the car and it just felt really, really cold. I thought, wow, we must be in Scotland. Although we were quite a while on just below Scotland, weren't we?
We were in Doncaster. That's really
Doncaster?
That's really not Scotland.
Doncaster. Did I do a bit of Newcastle then?
Well, considering it's Yorkshire, I think you just insulted several people.
Oh, you mean several 100,000?
Well, whoever's listening. Yeah.
Apologies if I offended you.
I think Rick might give you a slap.
Oh. You mean R will give me a slap?
Yeah. He knows what I mean.
Yeah, he knows. He knows. So we did three. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, we did three. And to be fair, we engaged in the games a bit more at the third one.
Yeah, we did really get in there for the activities because there wasn't a lot of people there. My anxiety was a lot better, but the foam when we ended up doing those activities, Paul.
Yeah, your eyes went as red as tomatoes.
But I'll tell you what, out of all the activities that were there, that we'd done, that we took part in, two of them really stand out in mind, which I think was the baby oil wrestling.
Yes, we had a paddling pool full of baby oil. I was quite popular. Strange enough, lots of ladies wanted to get in me and try and wrestle me down.
I know.
My ego like that.
Paul was very, very popular. I had a wrestle with a very fit lady, but I went a bit weak because I didn't want to hurt her. That's what I'm telling myself.
Yeah. you protect
her. She was strong. So strong. Like, really strong. No, I was struggling.
You were properly going through at the end. You weren't being pinned.
No, yeah. I must admit, I did give it all my all at the end of it. It was yeah, quite a good actually.
Yeah, and then they also did musical chairs with a slight twist.
It was such a good twist. You're not going to believe this. So I am watching this from an outside perspective. Well, whilst Paul decided to volunteer, didn't you?
Well, they needed an extra couple of gentlemen to sit on the seats because it was going to be blokes sitting down and ladies dancing around. And then when the music stops, you know, find a man's lap to go sit on.
Yeah, so like musical chairs, but with a little bit of a twist. The musical chairs.
I decided to be slightly cultural relevant and do a gender swap. So I immediately grabbed a wig from the tent. And well, all the gentlemen were blindfolded, so they didn't see me coming, did they?
No, they had no idea that next to them was Paul in a wig. No, sorry, you wasn't sitting down with them on the chairs.
No.
You were with the women.
I was in the line of ladies.
You were with the line of women.
Yeah, I saw you grabbing your strap on to be a bloke on the table. Did you miss the chance?
I wanted to be one of the blokes on the chair. And by the time that I ran all the way back to the tent, all excitedly, to get my lovely 9-inch black strap on, a guy had already took my place, so I missed out. But Paul, however, was in line with the ladies with his lovely wig on. And let's just say that the men that were sitting down on the chairs at that point, blindfolded, had absolutely no idea that he had joined the three other ladies that were playing this musical chairs with a sexy twist game, did they? Yeah. And it was so amusing.
Yeah. When I gently settled myself down on a lap, he was all smiley and happy and feeling my bum and then realised there was something slightly wrong.
Yeah, it was a picture. So I remember Paul very seductively sitting down slowly. So it was like a slight hover because he's got the thighs for it, haven't you, and the bum. And you see his face. He's blindfolded. You see his face just going down his bum. Oh, yeah, and his face, like, you know, widening. And then all of a sudden, he fell underneath. Oh, my God, it was amazing. Now, there was...
And then the next round, I was slightly nicer because my friend Mark was one of the gentlemen sitting down.
Yeah.
So I made sure I timed my lap so that when the music stopped, I landed on Mark's lap. Though, me being me, I had to be a bit of a queen about it, and I landed on Mark's lap
the other way.
I was straddling him.
So you were facing Mark, wasn't it? And out of about of the 15, 20 people that had gathered around to watch these sexy games... Shamefully, they were quite shocked at what was occurring in front of them in that moment.
What, two blokes snogging on a chair? It was a bit too heteroformative for them.
Okay, well, me and Zoe were quite turned on. But let's just say for the majority of the people that were standing around with us, they wasn't quite so turned on. It was quite interesting, the looks on their faces. I don't think they were quite envisioning that that was going to happen. And they were so shocked. I personally think that there is nothing more masculine about two men rolling around with each other, snogging, groping.
According to the porn stats, you're not the only woman that thinks that.
Yes, yeah, there is a lot of even straight women that like to watch two men at it. Honestly, like the stats, are you suggesting like exponential.
You suggesting me with a fella tends to attract the ladies.
Oh, it does. We see it all the time. Now, obviously, in the vanilla world, it may not be discussed that often, but it is the case that many women do get turned on by the sight of two men. I kid you not. And although on the scene, it is moving forward, it is more socially acceptable for two women to be seen in the club snogging off. In fact, that can actually ignite the whole sexual tension in the room, can't it?
Yes.
I'll tell you what, two men doing it, wow, and there's about a row of 10 meerkat women all around them. Ah, it's divine. And I think a lot more women, if they were in the correct environment to admit it, would say that they do find it quite a turn on to see two very sexy men rolling around, snogging.
I'm waiting for the beard to arise, the false beard to arise, because our friend Paul has told us about a men-only night they have at VA, which is, you know, very popular.
Very popular
with the fellas. But Charlotte so just wants to go along just so she can watch. But she's not allowed.
I'm not allowed.
No, you don't have a member. You can't come in.
I don't have a cock. So by the sounds of it, it's about between 70 to 100 men having one massive male orgy, a free-for-all, as it were. I just want to be standing behind a curtain with my wands. All you can see is the extension lead and my arm, you know, making the curtain. Honestly, how sexy would that be? I think, you know, it would a man find an orgy of 100 women a turn on?
Yes.
Exactly. So why is it not accepted that a woman can find 100 men at it sexy? Because, wow. So what you mean to say is, Paul, is that if I was to get a decent fake beard,
yeah,
I could sneak in there and pull it off. Like, gel my hair back, have a cap on. Oh, I don't think you're allowed to wear caps, but... Yeah, do you think I could put it off?
We'd have to
pick a bald cap.
We'd have to pick the right outfit so we could hide your natural assets.
No, you can strap them.
That's a lot of strapping.
There's a lot of people that suffer from gender dysmorphia and gender identity disorders. Just strap them. So you're completely flat. Maybe I should do that, April. That rhyme. Bum, bum.
Yeah.
You think I could do it? Do you think I'd be able to get in on the premises?
No, I think Paul might throw you out there.
I don't know, though. I would get really scared in case a guy approached me because I don't actually genuinely have anything to get out and flop out. Do you know what I mean? Like, that might be a bit of a buzzkill if they think, oh, look at him, what absolute salt, and I'll come over all masculine, maybe, you know, maybe, walking over my
that's
man
the
walk.
Trick. We have to get you a really big beard that comes all the way down to your midriff, you know, covers your boobs.
But you'll still see the little mountains with the beard.
A really big beard, you know, the kind of beard you could actually have a sort of a bird's nest in and no one would notice.
I really do want to go to that all male orgy party. Like, that'd be a divine
from
fantasy
looking at her
come
eyes,
true.
I think my look's in tonight.
Your last interlock. But the guy didn't come round last week.
That's alright.
He was really pissed off with all Boris's speech. Yeah.
Wow, that's life.
We are just so relieved that since COVID again, the scene revved back up again.
Yes.
Because we were really scared, wasn't we, Paul? What was going to happen to some of our clubs?
Yeah, that's half
Pledgers,
the reason
VA.
We haven't been posting because, honestly,
we've been enjoying it.
We wasn't sure there was going to be a scene to be posting about, but generally, things are recovering. Things are coming back.
It's all starting to look very, very positive for most of the clubs. I think we are hearing a lot of people that are messaging us on our Instagram and on the Fab forums that are saying, thank you so much for those messages, that are saying, you know, that these little clubs, you know, the really hidden ones that, you know, don't really have memberships or anything, some of them have closed down, which is really sad, but we've seen that there's been quite a few that have managed just to hang in there, you know, and are growing again.
Yes, there's definitely been an upswing in numbers.
Upswing, blum bum.
But yeah. Right, so we've talked about the festivals we've been to. We've been to a few theme nights. We went to the Halloween party at Vanilla Alternative. That was really good.
Although, to be honest, before we actually wrap this episode up, I really do think we should discuss that first buy night and what it was like. We need to really... I did do a blog post about that first buy night we went to, but can we just really verbalise it and recap?
Is this the one where Paula managed to get me out of the hot tub and put me on the side of the tub?
Yes.
Get my cock hard and say, I want to see a man suck some cock. Yes. And there was no volunteers.
See, that
for
first...
For a buy night. That was just criminal.
But that first buy night, although it was very heteroformative, so it was a lot of... woman or man than usual. My God, was it like the swinging 60s had returned exponentially? Just
oh,
sexy.
Oh, yeah, there was some
everywhere.
Tasty totty about.
It was sexy totty, but literally, I remember walking through from the smoking area to the bar and just looking around and just seeing groups and groups of people and bodies and sexiness everywhere. Like, I literally felt like I'd gone back in time and was in the swinging 60s, Paul.
I know. It was a good night.
And I think I remember saying that right in the middle of lockdown, didn't I?
Yes,
but when
you
it did,
said,
I did say
when
that.
When it comes back, it'll come back with a bang.
It will come back with a vengeance and it'll be like the swinging 60s. And I was absolutely right. And it's so nice to be right about something positive for once.
True.
So sexy. Yeah.
Right. In terms of what we are doing, we are up to VA again for Bi Night this coming Friday.
Yep.
And
which is the Christmas special, because of course it is coming up to Christmas.
Yes, time to unwrap our presents.
Yes, we do like to unwrap presents.
And we'll be there again for the New Year's. I suspect we'll be at Pleasures around our neck of the woods at some point soon.
We need to go and have a look at DV8.
Not sure how they're going to do restrictions on the door. DV8 will definitely be to, I think there's a few other clubs we're going to.
Yeah.
Generally, we'll be about if you want us. Any questions, please bob them along. We'll answer on our next podcast. You know, our lifestyle may be in the shadows, but it's still there. So come on, come into the shadows.
Come into the shadows.
Thank you for listening to the UK's Swingers Lifestyle Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. We know we enjoyed making it.
If you're already on the scene, we hope you enjoyed it. If you're new to the scene, we hope we helped you. And if you're just merely being nosy and just listening, we hope we helped to whet that appetite of yours.
We hope we didn't cause any offence to anybody listening. And remember, we're just doing this for fun. If you want to contact us, contact our website. You'll find it wherever you found this podcast. So it's goodbye from Paul.
And it's goodbye from Charlotte.
We hope to see you again on the next UK
Swinging
Lifestyle
Podcast.